Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John Lefoot!
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries? Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
We are back on the ML Sports Platter, kicking off the week with one of my favorite people, Mike Harrington, Buffalo Sabres insider and NHL reporter for the Buffalo News. And we're brought to you by Stanley Law Offices in the Allen Angus Pub. Make sure you stop by for the best darn Angus burger in town today. I might just do that. In fact, I wish you were here, Mike, to join me for lunch. Welcome aboard, buddy.
Hey, it's the off season, but in Buffalo, when it comes to the Sabres, it's never really the off season.
Yeah, no doubt. So Lindy Ruff is back. And I don't know, man. I when I heard the news, I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. But I was kind of going, why? Why not just get a little bit more creative? It seemed like it was too easy, too safe, too nostalgic, too this is our guy from yesteryear. I don't know. Maybe I would have tried to give David Carl an offer he couldn't refuse, try to go get a college coach to get these guys grinding. I don't know. These NHL recycled coaches, it seems like it's a little aging to me. What do you make of Lindy back? And this was obviously who Kevin Adams wanted, but I don't know. I don't hate it, love it, but that's where I stood. I would have gotten more creative with this hire.
Well, they couldn't get creative, Mike. They couldn't go to David Carl, any college coach, because Kevin Adams is only going to get one chance to do this. And if they don't make the playoffs next year, he's probably out. So you really couldn't go with a college coach. He had to go with an experienced guy, a recycled guy. Why Lindy? Okay, Kevin Adams knew Lindy, was on Lindy's staff, but this is really a Terry Pegula move. This is more a business move. I think Lindy can do a good job here. I think he can get through to some of these players, but this was about making sure the season ticket base didn't crater. They had nothing to sell for next season at all. They can sell Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that's a part of it for sure. I mean, it's going to keep fans interested. People can go back and look at all the YouTube clips of the teams that were great for a while with Lindy. And yeah, I mean, it's a ticket seller as well. The guys I only have a couple more with Lindy, and then I want to kind of get into the playoffs because they've been amazing as they always are. And a little bit of the Amherst playing with the Crunch currently too. Player wise, I know Tuck has come out and said he can't wait to play with him or for him. Some of these other guys, like, give me an idea, Mikey, of a couple of guys who you think will benefit from Lindy and the style that Lindy will implement. Will it be a mix of, you know, the old new Sabre, you know, kind of how are they going to play and who's going to benefit?
Well, that's the thing about Lindy. Lindy has shown he can play multiple styles with multiple teams. He did it with the Sabres. They were tremendously defensive when they had Hasek. They were tremendously offensive in the Drury Briere era. And he's shown he can play a lot of good defense in Dallas and a lot of good offense in New Jersey. So we'll see how Lindy meshes the personalities here. But guys like Tage Thompson and Dylan Cousins came out openly and said they want to be pushed. They want to be challenged. And we know Lindy Ruff will do that. And I do think Lindy Ruff has said to me multiple times in New Jersey, how much he enjoys watching Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power play and what kind of weapons they can be. So I really want to see how does Lindy utilize two guys he never really had those kind of players in Buffalo before.
By the way, is Lindy excited to get questions from you again?
What did Lindy say at his first press conference? One of the reasons he came back was he missed Paul Hamilton and Mike Harrington. There you go.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. It'll be a learning experience for a lot of the media here. But, you know, Lindy and I had lots of great interaction. And, you know, I learned a lot from the guy. Let's be honest. We disagreed at times. But, you know, he's a hockey lifer, and I learned a tremendous amount. I'm looking forward to it again.
Paul Hamilton, who still has me blocked on the X app, by the way. I still don't know why.
Well, you must have said a bad word.
Must have. Absolutely. Mike Harrington here with the Hockey Talk Buffalo News, of course. We're brought to you by CH Insurance and Burn Dairy. Let's go right into the Cup playoffs. I feel like there's certain things in sports that just deliver. It doesn't matter. Masters, Ryder Cup, although tired of losing to Europe, you know, Stanley Cup playoffs, right? There's just certain things where you're like, yep, check it, delivery. Western Conference especially, I think we kind of went into this year knowing this could be an elite, historical, all-time kind of Western Conference bracket. Do you agree with that so far with the West? And then give me a little bit here on delivery, the Stanley Cup playoffs. It always does deliver, right, Mike?
It does. And you look at how Colorado and Winnipeg have scored a lot of goals, and the Avalanche look great out in that series. Connor Hellebuck does not in Winnipeg's net. Look at what happened yesterday in Nashville. The Predators blowing a two-goal lead in the last 2:49, losing in overtime. So they're in real trouble. And then look at late Saturday night in Vegas. Dallas was a goal away from being down 0-3.
Right.
And they get an overtime goal from Wyatt Johnston, and they get back to 2-1. And these series have been terrific. The East has not been terrific, let's be honest, this year. You know, the Leafs are in trouble. The Capitals deservedly got swept. Tampa rallied against Florida. Nice win there. And, you know, the Islanders rallied against Carolina. So we'll see if those two teams can make those series interesting. But it seems like there's four pretty solid teams in the East here. And then we'll see as we get to round two where they go.
Yeah, I think that going into the playoff, I thought it was, if it wasn't going to, I'm not going to be shocked if Boston doesn't make it. If Boston's Boston. They can go one way or the other. We saw last year what happened, but they're still Boston, the culture and the guys who are there. I did, though, say going in, I would be really surprised if it wasn't Rangers, Carolina, or Florida. I love the way Florida plays. They're so entertaining. But, Mike, you mentioned it. The Rangers swept the Capitals. And this might be the most complete team that the Rangers have had since 94, even more complete than the Henrik Lundqvist teams, right? Frontline scoring, backline defensemen, they pinch in, they're elite special teams, they've got the goaltending. This, though, when you look at that East bracket, this has to be the year, right? I mean, they've got to get to the Cup Finals with this group.
It does have to be the year. Now, I'll be honest with you, back in October, I picked a Carolina-Edmonton final. So at the start of the playoffs, I wrote in my column, there's no reason to change. I'm going to stick. But what does that mean? That means Carolina and the Rangers in round two, and some really good team is going down in round two in that series. You're right, though. I mean, the pressure is tremendous on the Rangers right now because they seem to have the full team. They won the President's Trophy. But, Mike, nobody who wins the President's Trophy gets there anymore.
That's right.
Nobody does. The last team to do it was Chicago in 2013. Forget about winning the Cup. They don't even get to the final. They don't even pass the second round most years for whatever reason. So we're going to see that President's Trophy jinx come out again. Can the Rangers survive it in round two?
Yeah, in the Rangers in the past, it's always been they have a great team. They're a contender. They get in, and it's the scorers who just disappear, the Brad Richardses and others, right? And now, so far, I know the Capitals are really weak compared to these other teams, but Trocheck, Zibanejad, you know, they keep Kreider. They keep coming at you over and over again. To me, I don't worry about the defense. I don't worry about the goaltending. It's if those frontline guys, those top six, top nine, if they can score over and over and over again, to me, that's where the Rangers are going to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. Is that where you land?
Yeah, and I think the other thing is you have Adam Fox, who's almost a unicorn on the back end. You have Cale Makar in Colorado and Adam Fox in New York are two guys who do unique things and can really generate offense from the back end. And that really helps the Rangers stand out compared to a lot of other teams, too. But you're right. It is about your top players. Spare me all the Matt Rempe talk. It's about your top players in the playoffs getting the job done. Look what's going on in Toronto. Their top players aren't doing anything. They're going to be out again. Your top guys win you a Stanley Cup.
And I thought Panarin should have gotten more MVP talk this year.
Absolutely. I mean, surely he's in the top five, but it's tough when you have Kucherov and Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews. So we'll see where the voting lands, but certainly Panarin has had a tremendous season.
Yeah, Nate McKinnon just passes the look test. The final thing I want to get to with you is, you know, years ago, I mean, goaltending obviously is where it starts with the playoffs, as you know, and it was a Hasek, Brodeur, Wah, you know, Cujo, Hextall kind of era, right, way back when. And it jumped when you picked a cup favorite, it would start with the goalie. Goalie depth, you know, special teams, your stars have to be better than the others. You know, those are kind of the ways you win a Stanley Cup. But now, is it great to have an elite goalie? It is, but look at Colorado, Winnipeg. You know, look at some of these other series. I think it's down a little bit. I think it's still important, but I think it's down a little bit. I think if you have unbelievable depth and lines up, 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 you can take out that elite goaltending. Where do you land on when you form a team to win a championship? And you could even add in some Buffalo here as well. Where does that elite goaltender fit in? Is it 1-2 in the ranks, is a little bit lower, and then everything else can still help you out? How does the model look to you now?
It's not what it used to be. It's not a guy who plays 65 or 70 regular season games. Look at Boston with Swayman and Allmark. And they're going to go back to Allmark at some point, maybe not till the next round. Look at Vancouver leading Nashville 3-1 with three different goalies with a victory. You just don't ride that guy. There's very few teams anymore that have a guy who plays 60 games. And we see Hellebuck in Winnipeg had an unbelievable year. Is he wore out? Is he fatigued in this series? What's wrong with him in this series? So I think, you know, we've seen now the Knicks go down to about 50, 55 games for your starter, 25 to 30 for your backup, and there's no hesitance to run your backup out there in the playoffs if you need to.
My man Mike Harrington. By the way, Sabre fans, every game you flip on, there's a former Sabre doing something in the playoffs. Right?
Yeah, there is. But, you know, I look at it, there, you can do that with a lot of teams too. It's just that the Sabres have, you know, the Eichel-Reinhardt situation has really accentuated the ex-Sabre factor and O'Reilly. And I get that there's no team that's probably run out three guys like that. But, you know, it's just that's just how things have happened here in a bizarre fashion in the last decade. And they just got to move forward and ultimately try to break this playoff drought. When you have the longest playoff drought in the history of the league, you have to get out of that before you can move forward.
You just nailed it. I was going to say you can do that with the other teams, Mike, but the other fan bases don't have the, oh, we had him, we had him. We haven't made the playoffs also in 13 years, everybody.
You know, a lot of angst because of that, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike Harrington, one of my favorites, Buffalo News. Go get him on Twitter as he does a great job covering the Sabres and the National Hockey League. To me, hockey right now, I think, is the best product in sports, and I've said it now for a few years. Mike, thank you, sir. We'll see you soon. Hey, it was great seeing you at the arena this year, and keep up the great work. Love your stuff.
All right, Mike. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.